This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day radio program. Doug will be back before we know it, but in the meantime, we've got a couple of J's over here. I'm Jay Kirshner, and she is Jen Horn.
That's me.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have to ask you, Jen.
Tell me.
When you go in to do your morning show today, give us a little plug.
What are we going to talk about today? Well, today, we, of course, are going to have the full recap, and all the in-between, Trump indictment. That'll be big. We do politics. So that's going on this week. That'll be a big story on our show. We also have Gavin Newsom, who sat down, our governor in California, who sat down with Sean Hannity this week on Fox News Channel. If you didn't think he was serious about running for president, well, what other reason would you have than to have Gavin Newsom sit down with Sean Hannity? And he defended a lot of what he's done in California. So we'll talk about that. And there's just, you know, there's a lot going on. Our Glendale Unified School District, I don't know if you've been keeping up with this. There has been a lot of protest and concern. This is another one of those hot areas where parents are trying to get involved. And there's almost become pieces of violence. At a school board meeting last week, parents showed up to protest some of the LGBTQ curriculum. And there's the reason I say some is because I think it's important to talk about what that means. And Antifa showed up, and there were people who got arrested, and there was a guy that was on my program that got arrested just for praying over the crowd because there was violence going on, and he ended up in jail. I mean,
he was arrested for praying?
Praying over the crowd to try to bring peace to the crowd. Yeah. And he was actually arrested, and we have no cash bail in LA County. He was not given that option. They told him he could post, I think, $500 or $1,500. And then he'd be let out. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. And so finally they kept him in jail, I think just, gosh, what, like over 24 hours, I think, just to kind of teach him a lesson. I don't know why.
What's the lesson? Don't pray? Are there grounds for him to come back, like filing a lawsuit for
wrongful? Well, I think he's definitely pursuing some other options. And the fact that it's no cash bail if you carjack somebody, but yet if you're caught praying at a protest, then all of a sudden they're going to try to get $500 from you. It's ridiculous. So that's been going on. The reason I say some of the curriculum, I think that there's this effort in our country just to further divide us, to say that anybody who or any parent who stands up against some of the curriculum that's being taught in school when it comes to LGBTQ is somehow anti-LGBTQ. That is not what's happening. You actually have a lot of, in this group of Glendale parents, a lot of them publicly have gone on local and national news, gay parents, you know, parents with, you know, families with two dads or two moms, mm-hmm. saying, no, we're standing with these people. This is not just a conservative thing. We have Republicans, we have Democrats, we have people from all religions. Because in Glendale, there was a special needs girl named Thelma. She's 13 or 14, but she's in the eighth grade. Her friend was a transgender kid. She did not understand. If she sees a girl, she's having a hard time calling he, him, even though those are the chosen pronouns. And so the kid, the transgender person, was like, it's okay. Thelma's my friend. Whatever she wants to call me, she can call me. That's okay. The teacher, however, started calling Thelma a bigot. And she was punished for not choosing for not giving the selected pronouns and all this stuff. And it became a big deal. The city council was involved. And then people started digging into the curriculum. They found that Thelma was also asked to read really graphic accounts of how two women have a sexual relationship, like in detail, stuff that we probably wouldn't even say at a bar together, Jay, having cocktails, like,
yes,
some pretty intense stuff that she was forced to read out loud. She was very embarrassed. She was forced to change in a locker room with both boys and girls. I mean, just a lot of stuff going on. And so she raised a lot of attention when her parents came forward and said, this isn't right. And then people started looking into Glendale and they started realizing a lot of what California is doing, it's pushing, not even pushing, but it's over the limit of sexualization. And that becomes the issue. How much sexual curriculum is appropriate at the middle school level? So I think, unfortunately, it gets lumped into the LGBTQ argument. People go, well, that means you're anti-gay. Well, no, we're anti having our kids talking about these practices in a classroom. And so I think it's important to make that distinction because there's already enough, like, legitimate hate out there. We don't need to create or foster
more hate.
And everybody should be able to chime in about what's appropriate for their kids on all sides of the argument.
Well, and that's vilified. The thing. They should be able to chime in for their own kids, not put it out that, well, no other kid should be able to do this. But also at the same time, there should be an age limit of what is appropriate when it comes to instruction and when it comes to that sexual nature of sexual orientation, sexual attraction. I was in eighth grade, which is middle school, when we had the sex ed class that we had, but it wasn't about sex. It was about how our body works.
Biology.
Yes, it was more about that. And then it was also about how the other sex's body works and all of that stuff. And we were separated. It was the girls in one room, the boys in the other. And we had our own lessons to a degree. Same lessons, I believe, I think. But still, it was about that. It wasn't about doing it. And for a middle schooler to have to read graphic, whether or not it's gay or straight, that is porn. That is inappropriate.
And that's what I don't even feel comfortable telling you what they were asking this girl to read. It's that bad. But I think it's really important for us to use our words carefully here because it's the same kind of, you can correlate it to the controversy that was drummed up because no one knew how to explain what was going on when you had governors saying, well, no more drag queen appearances at a library. Well, here's the thing. The problem is not the drag queens. I love a drag queen brunch. The problem is not the drag queens. Drag queens are fun. They're fabulous.
It's entertainment value.
It's entertainment. But what parents are taking issue with is that sometimes drag queens can pump up sexuality, right? They can shake things a little bit, or they can make off-color jokes, and part of the reason why we all love them, maybe, or why some of us love them, is because of that very thing. Is that appropriate for a 7-year-old to see in a public library? That's the question. It's not about whether or not it's the costume. It's about the behavior of the person in the costume. Are they being overly sexualized? I wouldn't want a straight stripper or a straight male dancer in a public library either.
especially if they are using the context of sexualization. There was a woman who had an OnlyFans account, very appropriate when she was doing the family thing, but this was just her side hustle. That's where she made her money, and it's not like she promoted it in her community or anything. Somebody else found it, and she was kicked off the PTA. She was told she was not allowed to volunteer at any school functions because
of
this.
And that's stupid, too.
And it was only, but the thing is, her children were in elementary school. The kids didn't know about any of this. It was only the parents. So the parents were uncomfortable with how she made money, that she got banned from being an active part in her child's academics.
See, that to me,
that's not okay.
No, there's no business of people, you know, commenting in that regard about how you're making money and earning money for your kids.
Yeah, she didn't bring any of that to school with her or anything like that.
If it's not mixed in, the problem is when it becomes mixed in. And so, unfortunately, because everybody's in such a push to be hateful against the other side of the ideological aisle, nobody takes the time to actually explain things. So you have a lot of people who are like, you know, conservatives and religious people hate drag queens. And then you've got conservative people going, all drag queens are sexual. You know, nothing is absolute like that. And we need to make sure that we're painting things appropriately, because otherwise all this misinformation and hate starts to really catch fire and push people even further into their corners where nobody's willing to have a conversation about anything.
Well, and when we look at the science behind sex, not the act of it, but chromosomes, that's the scientific situation. Gender is a societal norm where there are tribes and other areas of the world who have more than just two genders. That is their social norm. And when you look at young kids, 7, 5, 3, 2, they do not think in the context of gender or sexual orientation or sexual attraction. They don't look at a toy and think that's a girl's toy or a boy's toy unless somebody's telling them that. They just know
they just want to play
that's
with what
something
they
like.
With.
Yeah, yeah, they just want to play with that. And that's
and you
that
know there's nothing
okay.
wrong with a little boy who's playing with a Barbie dream house or a little girl who's playing with G.I. Joe. But I think we get so forced into putting our own baggage on people, whether that's we have to be accepting of everyone. You have to think yes. that you're gay until you're not. Or you have to think you're straight. Just let the kid develop.
Let,
love your kid.
Let people live their lives. Exactly. And I think that there's a practice of unconditional love that is not being utilized anymore, where some people think that, well, if my child is this way, I have to break it, or my child will not be this way. Well, you yeah. don't know what your child is going to be like until they grow into their own person.
Yep. And that's the thing, is you're supposed to just create the best human that you can, right? And unfortunately, there's such a push now in California to, and I think just around the world, to take away kids' innocence so early. And, you know, mm-hmm. you only get 10 or 11 years of innocence in your life.
Oh,
I've missed the days
that
of
anymore.
Being a kid.
Yeah.
And not anymore. I know, that's the point. Like I
think you have like 7 years before the peers have
maybe.
More input than the parents.
Exactly. And that's what's so sad. We should be trying to protect our kids' innocence as long as possible. And however we do that, it should be the ultimate goal of parents and some of these school boards that are trying to come up with curriculum and adopt it from the state and all these. We need to think about protecting our kids as much as we can, because mm-hmm. you only get a short amount of time of living in that space where you are
yeah.
protected.
And their mentality, the suicide rate, it's an epidemic, and it does not care who you are sexually attracted to or your age or anything like that. But there is a rise in young adults and teens and even kids that you would think that how do you even know anything about this, that are taking their own lives. And it's not just in the LGBTQIA community. It's because they feel alone. They feel attacked. They feel like nobody loves them, especially the people who are supposed to love them the most, their own parents
and
everything.
I would also say there's a lot of messages. There's just a lot of competing messages out there to kids that it's very confusing. And we should be trying to help fix that rather than make it even more confusing. It's sad. It's hard to be a kid these days, that's for sure.
Oh, especially because you remember, you and I, Jen, when we were kids, if anybody was being bullied, it ended as soon as the school bell
yeah.
rang. And now there's social media. Now everybody has a phone.
Follows
and
you home.
Texting. And yes, you are still just, it comes at you from every angle. If you feel like you are struggling or you know somebody who is, share the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It is 988. You can call, you can chat, SMS. It is 18 after the hour.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. And King Charles is bringing something back, a tradition not seen
Sexy.
Since 1986. Oh, did he ever have it? Wait, what? Moving on.
No.
Oh, no. So, the Trooping of the Color this weekend, it's the King's birthday celebration.
Oh,
and
that's fun.
Yeah, so they do it. They do it every year. Queen Elizabeth had it for how many years? And there's a tradition that stopped in 1986. Queen Elizabeth made her last ride during the procession, riding her horse. And it's not like she stopped riding horses altogether. So that begs the question, why did she stop for the Trooping of the Color?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, too, right? I mean,
yes, in 1986, right? Yeah. And
we don't know why she stopped?
No, she decided to start writing in the, why am I forgetting the word for it? Writing in the thing that the horse pulls.
Oh, the carriage.
The carriage, thank you.
Like Cinderella.
Yes, couldn't get there. So she just decided to, in 1986, that she wasn't going to ride in it for the parade, even though she rode her horses well into her 90s. And then Prince Philip, his last ride before joining his wife in the carriage was in 2003. That's when he hung up his stirrups and joined her. And so we've not had that, the head of, not head of state, the king
the
or
monarchy.
Queen or anything, the monarchy.
Yeah.
Riding since 1986, so Charles is bringing it back. King Charles, he's like, hey, let's just start doing it again.
So it's a little pomp and circumstance. So basically he rides through the streets, is that how it goes?
Yeah, with a parade.
That's fun. They go. Yeah, so he'll actually ride. I wonder if Queen Camilla will ride too, or if she. I've never seen her on a horse. Or if she'll.
I wonder, can she? Yeah, that would be kind of cool. If not, maybe she'll ride behind him.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Well, and then Prince William he was at the rehearsal for the band that was doing everything. Did you see, was it the trombone player who fainted? And when he came to, he stood back up and started playing again. Medical staff had to go take him.
One of the guards, right? I saw the picture. He just keeled over. Had to force him.
Yes, yeah. And he kept a hold of his trombone, though. And when he came he just went right back to playing.
That's a well-trained man right there.
It really is.
It's got to be so hot, though. Have you ever seen those guards up close, like when you travel?
Yes. Their outfits are so thick. And what
they're
is that,
intense.
Wool?
And then the heavy head, the hat on top. When we were in, it's not just in England. A lot of times they just think the guard like that is in England. But in the Czech Republic, they have the same thing where the guards cannot, like, you don't even see them breathe. They look like statues. And they just sit out there no matter what the weather, rain or heat or whatever. It's amazing. They've got to actually, there's got to be some sort of training. I know they're just standing there, but still, that's hard to stand through the elements. I mean, I'm such a mover and I sniffle.
I was going to say, or like you shift because your feet start to hurt, so you shift the one leg for a little bit, then you'll shift back to the other leg.
There's got to be a training how to become a statue like that for like an hour shift.
Well, but also what happens if you fail during something? Like the
you
fact
fall over
that
with
people
your trombone.
Well, no, but like, I mean, the fact that people would rather pass out and then be like, hey, I need help. I need to step away or whatever. Where I feel like most people, like you and I, it's like, okay, I'm about to pass out. I need to go sit down.
Right.
Where they're like,
they
no,
do that.
I'm going down.
Yeah. It's like they would rather just fall over. Holy smokes. And then right back up again, not even a blink. They just got right back up and he's standing again. I would be like, somebody get a doctor. I need some water over here.
I was going to say, someone get me water. Get these clothes off of me. Well, in other news, in another universe, and just like that star, Kristen Davis is opening up about her use of Botox and fillers and relaxers and being ridiculed for using the fillers that to the point where she sheds tears about it. Well, that's the thing. With injectables, relaxers just relax the wrinkles, where fillers actually change your face shape. And I think sometimes people don't realize they go a little too far until it's too far.
Yeah, take it easy. Age gracefully if you can.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Miami are preparing for presidential candidate Donald Trump's arraignment in federal court this afternoon. Police Chief Manuel Morales says they are prepared to handle the crowds.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
This comes as both supporters of the former president and those who oppose him are planning protests outside the federal courthouse. Trump revealed in a radio interview yesterday he has only two words for the court and nothing else.
No, I doubt it. I just say not guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. Did nothing wrong. Presidential Records Act. It's not even a criminal event. There is no criminality here. It's ridiculous. And these people, look, they're using it as election interference. They're using it to get elected.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Of the hour on Doug's Today radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. Doug is out right now, but he will be back before we know it. What should we do? Do you want good news or bad news first?
Good news or
rough news something or other?
Let's do good, and then we'll finish sad. about that.
Okay. Well, it's not necessarily sad. I guess the bad news could still be a little bit of good news, but we'll do the good news first. So when it comes to wildfires, it's just that time of year. We watch pretty much all of Australia burn. What was that, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, Canada. Wildfires with all the smoke.
Yes, Canada is on fire. Parts of the states are typically on fire. California always has the wildfires going. And a lot of times there are areas that firefighters, they just can't get to them. And you have special firefighters who are, I think, typically volunteer, but they're very well trained, who are only wildfire firefighters.
Yeah, forestry kind of.
They are trained to do all of that stuff. They even sometimes, if there's a wildfire coming, they will ignite a fire themselves to burn off everything. Yep, so that way the wildfire has nothing else to keep traveling. Well, there is a European Technical Center that is doing research on firefighting and has a focus on wildfires. And they have created this drone that can carry a fire hose. It's being tested for quick response firefighting, able to reach hillside areas where firefighters would not be able to get to.
Oh, that's really cool. So by drone, that is a good use for a drone. Not spying on your neighbors, not taking weird pictures of women on the beach. That is a use of a drone.
It's great, right? It can hover a little under 200 feet and above a potential blaze, and it has this jet stream that can channel water from a nearby fire engine or hydrants or anything. So it's basically the hose, the same kind of hose that firefighters would use, but it's attached to a drone that somebody can then take.
Yeah, how do they navigate trees and stuff like that? Is it above? I guess it's above the trees.
It would go above the trees, too. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that's something that is definitely really cool. We can get behind that. It's some good news.
I like it. It's good. It's the way the technology should be used. That's a great. See, that's good. A lot of times we're using the technology. We're talking about hacks. We're talking about the crazy stuff that comes with technology. This is good stuff.
Yes, it is. Now, the other good news. it's good news tied with not so great news, but it's good. I guess it's good news. The J.P. Morgan Chase settlement with Jeffrey Epstein victims. There's been a settlement, $290 million class action lawsuit from the Jeffrey Epstein sexual abuse victims. There's, I believe, over 100 women that were seeking compensation, saying that the bank had. They accused the bank of enabling sex trafficking by the deceased financier when he was the client. And so it seems like this has been settled. These parties, the victims are going to be getting this money. Though. They were upset about this because it wasn't enough.
Well, they were upset about it because they said that this is just another way for them to kind of pull the wool over on us, basically saying, oh, the victims are taken care of now. But now that means the transparency is gone. You're not going to be able to hear from these people because there are probably some sort of settlement arrangement. So I saw a lot of people online. House and Habit is a great Instagram account. She was all upset yesterday. She follows this kind of stuff because she said that this money sort of pays people off and makes it go away instead of getting true justice. Now, I think it's a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. Yes, that's true. You're not going to get true justice, but Jeffrey Epstein's also dead, so you're not going to get true justice anyway.
There's not going to be a lot of justice
so
there.
At least the victims are going to get something for their troubles. So I think it is kind of a mixed bag. Yeah, we want to know the full account of what happened. We want to hold all of these other people accountable. And so a lot of people who are kind of the hardliners on this say this kind of gives a pass to the people who are still living. But at least it is something for the victims.
Well, and not just living, but living in the shadows. There are so many people that were probably a part of this that nobody knows about.
Yep. They just knew about it and let it happen.
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly. Just like turn their head, just pretend it. Well, I'm not going to comment on it. I'm going to pretend it's not happening when it was. And there already was a previously breached $75 million settlement with another bank from victims of Epstein. So this one, the 290. And, yeah, when you put it in terms of it might kind of act like hush money, that sucks.
Right.
But at the same time, where is the justice when Epstein's already dead?
And that's the thing. How much literally are these women going to get? So at least they get some financial compensation, even though that's not probably the ultimate form of justice, at least it gives them some comfort.
It is. And when you even think about this, where rape is never okay. It is traumatic. It is an experience nobody should ever have to live through. Then you go up a level of sex trafficking where it is.
Well, you're victimized every day. It's
all
not
the
just
time.
A one-time
non-stop.
Thing.
Yes. And it's like basically almost like being kidnapped in a sense, too.
Yeah, being a slave is what it is. I mean, that's what you're being traded into. Your value is for the sexual services you can provide. And apparently you were lucky if you got to do it to just one person, because it seems with Epstein's empire, these people were serving at the beck and call of whoever Epstein wanted to give them to.
How many people do you think knew, like not just the people who were involved, but the people who knew it was going on?
Well, and how many people did those people we know were involved tell? I don't think this is something you brag about, but in inner circles, you know, people start talking. It would be interesting. I'm sure it's a pretty large web, actually, and it's all the rich and powerful.
Well, and it's like that black book that so many people don't want to get out. And a lot of people are like, well, why wouldn't you want it to get out? Are you hiding something in it? But how many names are in that black book that had nothing to do with Epstein? He just happened to have their information put in the book.
Like Alan Dershowitz says, oh, I knew Epstein, but I never had anything to do with his, you know, his deviance. And there's a lot of people who say that. But, like, what is deviance? You get a massage from someone and you think that that's, I don't know. I mean, maybe you think the guy just has a masseuse on Saturday. It's like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, how much did you know? How much did you close your eyes to? Or were you just a willing participant?
Or thinking this is a day and age where it's somewhat accepted? Because there were a lot of things that were socially acceptable that never should have been.
Well, there are a lot of things, I think, in the rich and powerful circles that we would all be surprised about, that they just think is normal and commonplace. There is a different set of rules. Sadly, for people who have money, the haves and the have-nots, that I think many of us in the category of just being, you know, good middle-class people, upstanding people, that we would be shocked to learn is sort of like an everyday thing or a vacation thing for the rich and famous. So it's just weird.
Well, not even just rich, like the uber rich. And when you think about it, too, the middle class almost seems like they're dying, where the middle class used to seem like it was the bigger portion of the population, and now it just seems like it's dwindling. It's either people are rich or you are not.
Yeah,
there's
people are poor
not
or
as
are
many.
Rich.
Yes.
And sadly, that is by design. It's what conservatives like me warn against, is that moving towards a system of socialism creates a lower class and an upper class, and the middle class gets aced out. And that's what you see in many socialist countries. And so when there are a lot of people who are on the left in this country and they want to start rolling out social programs, this is the warning, is that you create a class of very rich and very poor. And not a lot of people who are surviving make it through.
Well, and it seems like a lot of what people want to do is just a band-aid on an issue without addressing the actual issue and going to the root to stop it from happening. Kind of like with we talk about this on air a lot, with the college loans and the bailouts or the buyouts or whatever. And while that is helpful for a lot of people, it is. It truly is. And it's not even we're not even going to go into the conversation of fair versus being unfair, whatnot. It does not fix the problem that it'll keep happening, because the root issue isn't being addressed.
Right. Education is very expensive. And it's the same thing with
medicine. The interest rates.
The interest rates
that just
are
keep
extremely
going up and
ridiculous.
Up and up. Well, most of the population, when you think of people in debt, you think of credit card debt or other things like that. The majority of debt for the population are education or medical.
Sure.
And
for everybody.
That
I mean, think about it. You're a doctor, a lawyer. A lot of those people say they have to work for like a decade before they can even think about paying off their student loans.
Yes. And we are always hearing about people retiring later and later in life or not retiring at all. But apparently that might not be incredibly true either. There's a survey out that asked 2,000 retirees about their retiring habits and things that they wish they knew ahead of time. And people are initially apparently expected to retire around 63, but as for people in the survey, most did so about 61, 61 and a half.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I bet it's those people who are teachers who have a retirement, because then I look at like people like your dad or my dad, they just keep going. You know, they can go beyond that 63 limit. They just keep going. They keep working. It keeps them active.
They'll go until they physically can't.
Yeah. It's all they know, you know, and I think there's something to it. My mom, on the other hand, worked as a teacher, and we were just talking yesterday. It's so funny that it was like the eighth year of her retirement. And I'm like, so how do you feel? And she goes, like, I haven't done anything I wanted to do yet. So I think there are a lot of people that think things are going to be different in retirement. You still have to kind of keep yourself going. But mm-hmm. she was right. She had to deal with her aging parents. She then had to have hip replacement surgery. Like, now she's like, I feel like at the point where I can book a trip and actually do some of those things that are on my bucket list. But retirement is a strange thing, and it's very personal. Some people do not do well with retirement, and mm-hmm. other people thrive.
Oh, absolutely. And some, I know, I grew up with some parents who, they had jobs that they basically, they hated their job, but it was how they got their income and how they could afford different things, and they just could not wait to retire. But as soon as they retired, then they went into volunteer work, doing things that actually filled their soul. So they kept working, but they no longer had to worry about the actual income itself.
Yeah, which
and
is
I think
nice.
That, yeah, and I mean, that's technically still retirement. When it comes to the people who were in this survey, 51% admitted that they had difficulties accepting the changes to their health as they aged
mm-hmm.
After retirement. There were a lot of people that said they thought they had enough money saved up for retirement. It wasn't nearly enough.
Mm-hmm.
The myths that they believed about retirement until they got to it. A lot of people thought that over half people thought that Social Security would cover the entirety of their retirement. It didn't. A little over half thought that Medicare would cover all of the costs of their health care situations. It didn't. So I think a lot of people go into retirement also believing these myths or with these misconceptions of how something might be or might go. And how many times have we seen somebody come out of retirement and get these different jobs because they realized they didn't have enough money for their retirement? They had to come out of it. Or something else happens in life where that took a lot of their retirement money.
No, I think that's absolutely true. And I think so many of us get misled as to how retirement, what it's supposed to look like, how it's supposed to go. A lot of people are not financially ready for it. A lot of us in our age group in their 40s and 30s and 40s aren't starting to plan for it. And it is a catch-up game. It's hard to know what you're going to need, what expenses, what you have to anticipate. And it's a crapshoot. It's tough. I mean, I look at my grandparents. My grandpa worked for the county in Los Angeles for his entire career. My grandmother stopped working when she got married and was a housewife, so they were on his income only. But they had saved up just the right amount of money. They literally, after their sickness and illness and everything, after they passed away, they had like $5,000 left in their account. They spent through everything they saved. It was amazing.
Good for them. Wow, good for them.
Yeah.
All right,
lucky.
It's 48 after the hour.
For a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 30DOUG, that's 30DOUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle. Plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in 30DOUG into the search bar, order your dad's favorite gift package. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
On Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can go to O'ReillyAutoParts.com. We have the man, the myth, the legend, the Dr. Jack Stockwell with us right now.
Welcome.
Welcome
to my world.
It is your world. You are the king of all things health and wellness. Let's be real. Chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. You can get more information on ForbiddenDoctor.com. But when it comes to health and wellness, you have an approach that is not a situation of covering symptoms. That's not the quick fix. It is the long-term getting to the root cause and helping your body to work as it actually should, which I absolutely love this approach. And what do you have for us to speak on today?
Well, I think it's a general idea theme that I've been carrying in my local radio show in Salt Lake City, is the idea that the two major causes of disease, whether we're talking about breast cancer, whether we're talking about diabetes, talking about Alzheimer's, cardiovascular problems, liver, kidney problems, whatever, is either trauma or malnutrition. and malnutrition being the premier cause in America, whether we're overly fed but undernourished, kind of an idea.
Yes.
And that Americans are slowly starving to death, and even though we're getting fatter. And the evidence of that is this preponderance of degenerative diseases that affect the different organs simply because our organs are starving for the micronutrition that is required for the organs to function properly. And when I'm thinking about, Doug and I had been talking about breast cancer earlier, a couple of weeks ago, and so being the second most common cancer in women, second only to skin cancer, although the breast cancer deaths have declined a little bit in recent years, it's still the second leading cause of cancer death among women. And according to the CDC, about a little over 250,000 cases are diagnosed every year. About 42,000 ladies die from this. And breast cancer, of course, is not only exclusive to women, as men can develop abnormal growth in their own breast tissue, undeveloped breast tissue, because whether you're born as a little boy or a little girl, you have the same amount of breast tissue. It's just that the estrogen that comes in a young lady when she turns from a little girl, an androgynous creature, into a woman, the estrogen proliferation is what allows the breast to grow. But men still have that underlying tissue that can become subject to cancer. So when I'm talking to my patients about this kind of a thing, they're always talking to me about, well, can it be prevented? Yes, a diet that's rich in organic fruits, organic vegetables, whole grains, can really lower a person's risk for many, many types of cancer. So some of the foods that I recommend to my patients in the sense of preventing breast cancer, only not that it stops breast cancer, but it feeds the breast tissue and it feeds the immune system with what is necessary to destroy cancer cells on contact. We know that according to the experts, the American Cancer Society and whatever else, a person who lives to a normal old age into their 80s that never had any cancer that they know of probably had cancer 6 to 7 times. It's just that their immune system was strong enough to defeat it. So the kind of foods that I recommend, and I'm talking organic, something as simple as apples, blueberries, broccoli, organic coffee, garlic, kale, raspberries, black tea, organic tea, mind you, walnuts, whole grains. All of these foods have been demonstrated by the American Institute for Cancer Research to provide the body with the necessary raw materials it needs to strengthen the immune system, to strengthen the anti-cancer aspects of our immune system, especially something called the natural killer cells, whose primary target is cancer. And it's constantly on patrol throughout the body all the time. But you can do blood tests to show how active the natural cancer cells are, the natural killer cells. And sometimes blood tests just show that the killer cells are AWOL. They're there, but they're not moving. They're not doing anything. And,
wow.
And my position is that it goes back to our dietary choices. So things you want to avoid processed foods. You want to avoid processed meats and sugar. Sugar is the big problem.
My goodness, yeah, eat more food, not food-like products. You can get more from Dr. Jack on ForbiddenDoctor.com or go to Good.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.